This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Japan's government says it will start releasing massive amounts of radioactive water stored at the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant in 2 years after treatment. The decision announced Tuesday has been delayed for years due to safety concerns and protests. The water has been collected and stored in the tanks at the Fukushima nuclear power plant since its 2011 meltdown after a massive earthquake and tsunami. Its operator says its storage capacity will be full in the fall of 2022. Australian health officials say the country has no current plans to add Johnson & Johnson's one-dose coronavirus vaccine as it moves away from vaccines under review over blood clots. Both Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca's vaccines are under review by Europe's drug regulator after it found rare cases of blood clots among some adult vaccine recipients, although it says the advantages still outweighed the risks. Australia's program is in disarray, just days ago the country abandoned its goal to vaccinate its nearly 26 million population by the end of this year after recommending people under 50 should not be given the AstraZeneca doses. Somali politics were thrown into a state of confusion Monday as the two houses of parliament clashed over the status of the country's president. The lower house of the Eastern African nation voted for a 2-year presidential and government extension, but the upper house of parliament objected, claiming the move was unconstitutional. Either way, there is no sign that Somalia's delayed elections will begin anytime soon. Elections were originally scheduled to start late last year, but never got off the ground because of disputes between political leaders on who would control the electoral process. You can find more on that story at voanews.com or on the mobile app. This is VOA News. Britain says it has hit its target to offer a coronavirus vaccine to everyone over 50 by mid-April as England eases some restrictions, a cause for celebration for outdoor pints and much-needed haircuts. Prime Minister Boris Johnson calls the latest lifting of rules a major step forward in the roadmap to freedom after pubs reopened to serve drinkers outside and non-essential retailers and hairdressers restarted. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is beginning his first tour of Europe as a cabinet secretary. It's an attempt to shore up partnerships with U.S. allies that are a cornerstone of the post-World War II order. Austin arrived in Berlin against the backdrop of the newly emerging crisis with Iran, a possible Israeli cyber attack, and Iran's vow for revenge overshadowing ongoing talks in Europe over Tehran's tattered nuclear deal. Also at stake in Austin's visit is the future direction of U.S. defense commitments in Europe at a time of growing concern about a buildup of Russian forces near Ukraine's border. The defense secretary additionally is ordering a review of U.S. military investigation into a January 2020 militant assault in Kenya that killed 3 Americans, wounded 3 others, and destroyed 6 aircraft. Austin's spokesperson says Secretary Lloyd finds U.S. Africa Command's investigation inadequate, and he has asked the Army to appoint a 4-star general to conduct an independent review. He will meet with African command officials Tuesday in Germany. A major U.S. city in the state of Minnesota is under curfew after a police officer fatally shot a young black man when she says she confused her handgun with her taser, fueling tensions in an area already on edge because of the George Floyd murder trial. In police body camera video released in Brooklyn Center, where Sunday's killing occurred, an officer shouts, "Taser, taser, taser," but then instead fires a gun at the victim, 20-year-old Dante Wright. Wright's killing sparked protest overnight in Brooklyn Center and the looting of a shopping mall, and authorities in Minneapolis and surrounding suburbs, including Brooklyn Center, announced a curfew until Tuesday morning. Police in the U.S. state of Tennessee shot and killed a high school student on Monday after they said he opened fire on them in a campus bathroom, wounding an officer. The wounded police officer in the city of Knoxville was struck by a round in the upper leg and is expected to survive. Authorities say they responded after getting reports of a gunman at the school and found the suspect in the bathroom. You can find more on that story and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.